Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 22nd of March, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, starting off our news today, as you probably guessed, some Apple crap has came out. Not that they made a big fuss about it. Yeah, there was no
thank you
from Tim Cook. There was no really big event. It was just, hey, we put some new crap on the store. First up is new iPads, which is pretty much like the old 9.7 inches with a lot less features now. The new 9.7 inch iPad is thicker. Yes, a lot thicker than the iPad Air 2. The only nice thing about it, it costs a little bit cheaper now. For 32 gigabytes, it sets you back about $329. 339 pounds, by the way, in the UK, so I'll just let our UK listeners catch their breath right now. Good Lord. The new tablet is powered by Apple's A9 chip. That's the same chip you find in the iPhone 6S, so yeah, it's an old chip. And unlike the Pro version, it won't have that special screen coating on there. Also, no True Tone display, but you probably guessed that already. Up next was the special edition iPhone in the beautiful color red. Now, when I first looked at this, I thought, woo, this kind of looked nice. It's a nice shade of red. Till they flip the thing over. Why they did it with a white face, I'll have no idea. How about a black option, Apple? In any case, it comes in a 128GB and a 256GB option. No 64 or 32GB options will be available. Other than that, it's the same old iPhone 7 or 7 Plus. The only good feeling you'll get from buying this phone is it supports HIV AIDS prevention and research. Now, there was one more phone to add to that list, the iPhone SE. And you can say goodbye now to the 16GB option. It's no longer there. You can also say goodbye to the 64GB version too. Yes, the iPhone SE now will only be available in the 32GB and 128GB options. Other things introduced yesterday, new cases and new colors, and new really freaking expensive watch bands. So for all of you out there that didn't order that $10,000 Apple Watch, now you cannot order a $689 strap to go along with it. And to top off yesterday's unveilings was a new app from Apple called Clips. Basically generating something of a mix of Snapchat and iMovie. It's going to let you create photos, short videos, of course, add those special effects filters and all that sort of stuff, and then export it to your favorite social media. So, yep, that was it. In the famous words of Tim Cook,
thanks for coming. See you next time.
Oh, last week, you might remember, yeah, we had a little hacker news from 3. Well, now we got some more news from 3. It's not quite hacker news, though, but it is a bit screwed up. Seems a technical issue over there at 3 has customers accessing another person's account. Oops. And, of course, as you probably guessed, by accessing another person's account, that gives you access to all of their information. Oh, lovely. Including their name, their address, their phone number, even call history. Now, 3 is trying to downplay this a little bit, saying it's not a widespread problem, don't worry. Saying they've only had reports of about 20 incidents. However, though, they're going to be investigating the matter even further and prevent such things from happening in the future. You know, all the blah, blah, blah PR crap. So if you just happen to log into your 3 account today and realize it's not you, you might want to report that. Instagram is now going to let you save your live videos. The reason why it wasn't there in the first place, we don't really know. But according to Instagram's head of product, Kevin Will, he defended the omission as intentional in order to help make users more comfortable with live streaming. Basically meaning that, hey, if you want to do something embarrassing, just let it be live. You don't even have to save it on your phone. It makes no sense to me either. Now, if you want the ability to save your live Instagram broadcasts, it has already been rolled out. The latest version, 10.12 version of the app, are both available now on iOS and, of course, Google Play for Android. And finally, get ready, Britain, for the drone police force. That's right, Cornwall Police Force is set to become the first in the UK with a permanent 24-hour drone assistant unit. Police are hoping to use this SWAT drone team for providing an eye in the sky, say, for looking for missing persons, gathering intel at crime scenes, and, of course, responding to road accidents. Other things they're hoping for the drone team, of course, is having high-speed chases be a lot more safer. I don't know how a drone makes it safer either. Usually if the guy's trying to get away, it doesn't really matter if it's a drone or a cop chasing them. In any case, keep an eye to the sky, Britain. You will have some bobbies flying over your head soon. you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. You hear me talk about it all the time, I know. But please, get on over there and check it out for yourself if you haven't already. You can get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts over there. Check out our blog and review section there, too. If you love what we're doing, go on and like our Facebook page as well, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our community, chatting it up in our Slack room. We'd love for you to come on over and chat with us. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Friday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely hump day. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.